أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فأرسل عليهم طيرا أبابيل ترميهم بحجارة من سجيل فجعلهم كعصف مأكول. In the surah, Surah Al-Fil, in which Allah explains how Allah Ta'ala protected the Kaaba Sharif, and when Abraha came with his army and was about 8 kilometers or so out of Makkah Sharif, then Allah Tabaruk Ta'ala sent swarms of birds from all sides, flocks and flocks, and they dropped little stones upon that army, and with all those elephants and well-trained army, they were reduced to nothing but just like they eaten straw or just fodder that was eaten, and nothing was left of them. For that Allah Ta'ala says, فَرَسَلَ عَلَيْهِمْ طَيْرًا أَبَابِيلَ اور بھیجے ان پر اُرتے جانور توکریا and flocks and flocks of birds we had sent upon them. These birds came from the side of the ocean and they came over this people and they dropped their stones upon them. And at the beginning Allah Ta'ala said, this was a thing that you people of Makkah had witnessed and seen with your own eyes. And unfortunately, there are those people today who say it was not these birds, but it was the people of Makkah who had come out and they threw stones on these people. They have changed the meaning of the ayat completely. And like that, many people who can't understand the great qudrat of Allah Ta'ala assigns all this to some scientific source or to some human source. Like this heating of the sea by Fir'aun, and it split into 12 different parts. The Mi'raj of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, they try and explain it in different ways. Yeah, the commentators of the Quran Sharif say, if this was the case that the people of Makkah had come and they threw stones on this enemy and they defended, then those people were still living, they would have immediately negated this ayat and the surah, and they would say it wasn't birds that had come, but it was we who had defended the Kaaba. But there is absolutely no record of any such claim by anyone that the people of Makkah said that we had defended the Kaaba. So, and for various other reasons also, it is quite clear that all those explanations are totally baseless and false. And the truth is, as the Quran have said, that those flocks of birds had come and they dropped their stones upon those people and thereby they got destroyed. تَرْمِيهِمْ بِحِجَارَةٍ مِّن سِجِّيلٍ پھینکتے تھے ان پر پتھریا کنکر کی and they dropped these stones which were made of mud, of clay, and these little small stones which were not really also stones but from mud, from clay, which is really weak. What can that do? It can't do anything. Just like Allah Ta'ala says, وَمَا رَمَيْتَ إِذْ رَمَيْتَ وَلَكِنْ إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَمَى. When in the battle, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had picked up some sand and he threw it towards the enemy, and this was also what actually Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam did. But Allah by his qudrat took the particles of that sand and they went into the eyes of all the enemy. That was also the qudrat of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. So when Allah shows his power, then in little sand particles and little clay things that are made with the sand, and when Allah wants to put such power in it, Allah Ta'ala puts that this bird had them in their beak and in under their wings, and they drop them, and as they drop them that army, well trained, very powerful army, and elephants, such a big strong animal, but it all got destroyed. All this should strengthen the person of Iman, and he sees the qudrat of Allah Ta'ala. And at the same time, it should make us aware also that we must not oppose Allah Ta'ala, any laws of Allah Ta'ala. We must not break the commands of Allah. We must not commit any sins. And particularly the sin of blocking people from coming towards Deen. That is a very, very serious sin. Just as we heard now in Surah Muzammil, reveal also that Fir'aun, when he opposed the Rasul of Allah, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, how Allah Ta'ala took Fir'aun to task. And what a punishment Allah has given to Fir'aun and his whole army. And in fact, that is also a case where Fir'aun used to say that, don't you see that I am the Allah of these rivers that flow beneath me? The river Nile, etc., all this, it is in my control and they flow by my command. But when Allah wanted to destroy him, when that very same waters, Allah Ta'ala destroyed Fir'aun also. So Allah's Qudrat is above everything. Wise it is of a servant of Allah not to fight against Allah. It is the most stupid thing. And not to oppose Allah, not to break the laws of Allah, and to submit to Allah. The wisest thing a person can do is to become a total slave of Allah and submit totally to Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. فَجَعَلَهُمْ كَأَصْفِمْ مَأْكُولِ پھر کر ڈالا ان کو جیسے بھوس کھایا ہوا. Then Allah Ta'ala made them like fodder, like straw that was eaten. When animals, cows, oxen eat their fodder, and after they chew it, and that is just left after what is left in there, dry, nothing is left in there. Allah left this whole strong army like that. They were just lying there and they were completely destroyed, and nothing was left of them. So in this way Allah Ta'ala had shown his Qudrat, and this was just before the birth of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. According to some riwayat, it was on the day of the birth of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wasalam. Anyway, this was to show that Allah's Rasul is coming, who is rahmatul lil alameen, who is a mercy for the entire world. Don't oppose him also. Don't oppose the truth. Don't oppose the commands of Allah, accept them. But the people of Makkah Sharif, unfortunately, they did not heed this call of Allah and they opposed the Nabi of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. And finally, in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, we see that what their result was when they had opposed Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. So Allah give us also tawfiq that we support the truth at all costs and at all times. We must not in any way become a means where we oppose the truth. Today, unfortunately, it is not only the non-Muslims who are opposing the true teachings of Deen, but many Muslims also, in their various secret agendas, they work such ways that the Deen must not flourish, that the wrong things must come about. And those who try to bring the Deen alive, they oppose those people. All of us should take a great lesson from this and heed from this call of Allah Ta'ala, and especially when Allah has revealed it in one of those surahs that we commonly read in our namazes. We should remind ourselves of the great Qudrat of Allah and not to oppose the Deen of Allah Ta'ala in any way. Openly or subtly, in any way, we must not oppose the Deen of Allah Ta'ala. If we are weak, we can't manage to do anything, we admit our weaknesses, but we don't because of that make it a means to stop other people also from practicing upon Deen.